Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. A wide spectrum of people from across the Milwaukee community will meet later this week to address the profound effect trauma is having on many of the people who live here and on the community at large. The Healing Trauma Healthy Communities Conference is being convened by a coalition called SWIM, Scaling Wellness in Milwaukee, and is being sponsored by the social service organization St. A.
Over 3 days, people will discuss the intricacies of understanding trauma and the work of trauma-informed care. But they'll also discuss bigger picture issues. Reverend Jim Wallace, in particular, will address how racism and segregation are part of the equation. Wallace is founder and president of Sojourners, a national organization that connects communities of faith with social justice issues. We reached him by phone from Washington, D.C. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk.
Good to be with you.
Where do you see your work, you know, especially your faith-based work, intersecting with the aim of this conference on trauma?
Well, let me start with a sports story, given this would be in the Milwaukee Bucks facility. I was a Little League baseball coach for 22 seasons, 11 years, a long time with my two boys. And every black player that I ever coached, whether they were a low-income family in Washington, D.C., or whether they were one of the city's elites, lawyers and political leaders, every black family had the talk with their child, their player, about how to behave in the presence of a police officer, where to hold your hands out of your eyes, your body language, to protect yourself in the presence of a police officer. None of my white players ever had that talk, and almost none of my white parents knew that talk was even happening. That's a profoundly different experience, not even based on income or geography, but in fact on the color of your skin. Black parents these days are often afraid to send their kids out to school. These are tremendous cultural differences defined by our racial geography. When moms talk to other moms about the future for their kids, their hopes, their dreams, their fears, it's a powerful bonding time. But not enough of that crosses racial lines. And dads, too. That's what we have to do. Understand what my kids' teammates and classmates, who are people of color, experience and feel and fear every day. Until we come to a deeper understanding of each other and listen to each other, we won't get through this difficult period.
Right. What would you say the cost to the community at large is? I mean, we think of these sometimes on a case-by-case basis, but you would contend that this has a real impact on all of us.
Well, in fact, here's a little stat. 72% of white Christians believe these incidents are that, incidents, isolated incidents. 82% of black Christians say they are systemic and part of a pattern of their own lives. So what does it mean when white Christians have so little understanding of what black Christians are going through, even if they're both Christians? So how do we understand these issues are systemic? They are structural, they are cultural, they are historic, and people have created these structures that we can change. The hope is we can change these things, but systemic change is needed, and accountability for law enforcement, accountability for all of us is important here, because when law enforcement is so differently experienced, policing and the whole structure of law enforcement, the film that you all know about Milwaukee 53206, the incarcerated district, how does that affect everything else? It affects education, economics, it affects how we relate to each other and all of us being safe. So how do we come together and understand that our future is listening to each other, as this event is going to try and do? Let's listen to each other, understand each other's cultures and different experiences, especially for our kids. When we do that, I think that's a real way of going forward.
You mentioned that terrific film, 53206, but more frequently, the media that we're exposed to does cover this on an incident-by-incident basis. Where do you think we in the media get the story wrong, and how can we start telling the story differently?
Well, I think to understand what I'm trying to say to media all the time is that these issues are indeed systemic. They're cultural. They're based on racial geography. We our racial geography in this country separates us almost entirely. Here's a 75% of white people in America don't have any person or family of color in their social circle, their immediate. So that's today. It's our racial geography. Now, geography isn't by accident. It's by policy. It's by real estate, banking policies, housing policies. And so we are separated from each other. My experience is you begin to understand when you are proximate to each other, when you have conversation, when you know each other. It's hard to dismiss or write off people that you know or put them in the stereotypes. When we know each other and begin to listen to each other's stories and trust each other's stories, that's the beginning of the changes we have to make in our system.
You're going to be, as you say, you're going to be speaking at the Milwaukee Bucks new arena in front of an audience of people who are really hungry to have this conversation. Is there one single or maybe a couple of really concrete steps you would hope that people can take to get this change started when they walk out of the Fiserv Forum?
You know, I've heard there's a real interest in this, and that is by itself to me very encouraging, because I think a lot of people are hungry for this. We've been polarized. We're a polarized nation because political leaders have appealed to our fears, our resentments, even our hatreds. Abraham Lincoln said that leaders should appeal to our better angels. But when leaders appeal to our worst demons instead, it shows how right below the surface they are, and they rise up. I think what's at stake in this country, literally, is the soul of the nation and the integrity of faith. And I think if we listen to each other and are being willing to hear each other and trust each other's stories, I think that will really help to heal the soul of this nation. And remember, Jesus said the question, he was asked, who is my neighbor? And in the text of the Good Samaritan story, he makes it clear, your neighbor is the one who's different than you. How you treat your neighbor who's different from you is the question Jesus asked, and we have to answer.
Are there any, you know, you talk about this to a variety of audiences really all over. Are there either small or large examples of people in places that are making a start and starting to change the dynamic in communities?
I'm glad you asked that, because for America's Original Sin, we've gone all over the country and had town meetings, very much like the one you're about to do. And all over the country, they've been large, multiracial, and especially intergenerational crowds, and interfaith, and people with no faith at all. And I walk away from those large gatherings with really good conversation having occurred, sometimes over 2 days, and then I go home and turn on the television. And it's so discouraging, the polarization, the tribalism. We have a political leader in the White House who's trying to tribalize us. And that's not hard to do because we are tribes. So I hear two stories. One is growing up around the country, there's a very hopeful conversation about a different American future that people want to be a part of, especially younger people. But then you turn on the TTV, and it's all about our tribalization, polarization. So those stories are in a battle right now. And I hope the story from the grassroots that's growing up can finally be the one that shapes a story about how we tried to heal the soul of our nation.
I think a lot of people would, I hope most people would agree with you. Reverend Jim Wallace, thank you so much for your conversation and for your work.
I've always loved Milwaukee, actually. I'm looking forward to coming back.
Reverend Jim Wallace is founder and president of Sojourners. He's a panelist at Wednesday evening's community gathering on race and trauma, which is happening at the Fiserv Forum, the Bucks' new arena. You'll find a link to more information at wuwm.com.